Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining me. Talk a little bit about coaching. You've been involved in coaching for a lot of years. Not only that, but you're on the development team and you're helping evaluate coaches. So I'm very happy to be talking to you today and getting your input on things about coaching. Could you tell me a little bit about your background so people know that I'm not just pulling people off the street to talk about hockey?
I've been involved actually since Dollard Hockey since 1978, where I started as a convener. I got into this convenership type work because I was also coaching in the city soccer for many years. And one father invited me to come and help them out for a month or so. And it's now that I'm still here. But I started as an assistant coach, and the second year I eventually ended up having my own team.
Did a lot of tournaments and stuff like that, though.
Tournaments, exchanges in Malone and all that sort of thing. Became vice president in the association. I ended up coaching two teams in my first year. Because this is a problem we have with the coaches
finding volunteers
to
coach
teams.
It's always a little rough spell in certain areas.
I didn't really mind too much because I liked it. So yeah. It wasn't really a job. It was something I did. I associated myself with Mr. Corrett, who was coaching Pee Wee AA in the North Shore system. I worked with him for many, many years and gathered my experience, helped him to choose his teams. And just being around him, I was able to learn quite
a bit. It helps out. Now, like at this level today, you're actually looking at coaches and giving them input on what they can do to be better coaches. And
Basically, my job today is basically being here, watching the games, watching the coaches perform behind the bench. My idea is that I watch to see what kind of direction the players are getting when they return from shifts, before they go on shifts, looking at the coaches who build the players up when they do something good and when they need to be corrected, to give them that info and direction to go out on their next shift.
Get them ready for the next shift.
Teaching them discipline, like to have them change on time. You don't necessarily have to yell, but you say, look, if you're out there more than 30, 40 seconds, that you basically you're hurting the team.
Tired.
Exactly.
It's obvious, but you have to remind them. So they have to find a good way to remind them.
Yes, and this is the information I think that coaches need to be directing to the players.
So you can actually see what's going on. The coach is busy in the heat of the battle, so to speak, and
because
you can sit back and you can actually track.
Yeah, you see in some situations how a team gives up a goal, and then you say, oh my, because this one player took a bit too much time on the ice. He went to one end once, he came back. Once you've gone into the offensive zone, back to the defensive zone, and I think on your way back, you should come to the bench, because what happens on that extra shift?
If you go back into the offensive zone,
you're out of it, and then you decide to come to the bench, but then you're coming at the wrong time. And it puts the team basically in a short.
If you do the right thing and go back into the defensive zone, you're in there for your second time.
Exactly.
Or third time sometimes,
but
that's going to cause a problem.
If you have the other team has a rally where they're in your area for another 30, 40 seconds, you're doomed.
You're going to be toast.
You're doomed.
Yeah.
And you must remember that it's a team game.
So a lot of the coaches actually managed to get their guys on and off the ice. And you were mentioning Bob this morning. He said he was doing a great game.
But I think that was one of the elements. Yeah, this was basically set up because I've watched his practices also. And he's actually teaching game conditions during practice.
Okay.
So these kids were able to make changes during the game without him having to yell change.
Right.
They were going out, they were doing 30, 40, maximum 45 seconds. They were coming to the bench. As they come to the bench, they were banging their stick to alert the coaches, I'm coming, get the other player ready, sort of thing. And I found it very well. This is a very disciplined way to have the players a smooth transition to on ice, off ice, on ice, off ice.
It was really. And the other big thing was the way he was correcting the players.
And the way that he would correct the players, whereas a player.
So they were
would
getting
make,
plenty of feedback.
Yeah, a player would make two or three very good defensive plays. When he comes off, he doesn't go to him right away. He goes over to him when he's sitting, and he would, say to him, good show. That's the way to do it. That's the way we practice it. I'm glad that you were able to pick it up.
So he was reinforcing the elements that they had been practicing.
And he reminded them this is not done during the game. This is done during the practice. And he kind of reverted back to where this was done. Remember, we did this in practice. Good show. I'm glad you remembered.
Great.
Type of thing. So
great.
The kid realizes that
so it comes
practice
full
is
circle.
Important. Yeah.
And right, they understand that, you know, we got to practice. It's not just hockey games. Yeah. And
my opinion, as far as coaching is concerned, is there's some things you can do during a game, but I think the most important part a coach plays is during his practice to get certain points across, and that translates into the game.
Your key elements have to be done during your practice.
During the practice.
Okay.
Explanation, positioning, and when you do drills, you have to explain why you're doing that specific drill, because you want to take care of this particular area, whether it's a neutralized area or defensive area. You know, the practice is the thing. The game, then it's, you know,
that's
you
just
kind
a
of
chance.
Fine-tune
it's a test.
It, but
that's
the practice, yeah.
And then you have to go back to the practice.
Yeah, basically.
Straighten anything out that might have gone wrong.
What I do is, this is where I find out a guy is really doing his job as a coach or not, where I would come and watch his game. I would check the schedule and see when they're on the ice practicing again. I would make my own notes. Did he go back to things that were not done properly during the game? Is he going to work on them?
Is he covering his weaknesses off in the practice?
There are quite a few coaches that do. And there are quite a few coaches that don't.
No
they come
kidding.
Back and they're practicing on things that really has nothing to do with their past mistakes.
As a game.
Yes. Because if you have a problem area and it's not corrected in practice... And
you're going to see it again, aren't you?
Yeah, you come out to practice and then you go in and work on something that you say, what are we doing that for? We're not doing this right yet, so how can you do this? And coaches get...
Do coaches get ahead of themselves in practice?
They do. Yeah. Because they have a schedule in their mind. Okay, what I did, I had a certain amount of drills that would go from the beginning of the season in October up until Christmas.
Yeah.
This is builds the team, builds, you know, and I work on certain things. Never more than 3 drills per practice. Because
okay.
You need the kids to absorb what you're doing. If you try to do 4, 5, 6 drills, you go back to the room after and nobody remembers
you'll
anything.
Lose it. You'll lose it. No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were just talking about the fact that in the practices, sometimes the coaches get ahead of themselves. So do you guys send right to the coaches? What kind of delay is there between coaches and you guys? Like, do the coaches get feedback right away?
Get this information. I give it to Mitch because they're the ones that schedule the...
So the basic thing for a coach to really prove his team is to make that link between the game, the test... of what's going on and the practice.
Yeah, because
doing the drills,
you know,
that are going to make a difference.
My whole philosophy is that you play the way you practice.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
You have a lousy practice and you're not working on stuff and not being serious about it, then this translates into your game.
Yeah. It's like my favorite saying is you have 2 choices. If you have a hard practice, you'll have an easier game. But if you decide to have an easy practice, you're going to have a much harder game.
Yeah, because it's that's the game starts during the practice. You're preparing for the game.
Right.
So if you don't do the preparation properly, because before a game, the coach doesn't go and say, oh, remember this. You know, in the room, we basically decide
it's
how we're going to...
just the trigger memories.
Yeah.
And not necessarily...
go over certain things on the board. What here, do you remember? And then you revert back to your practice. Okay, guys, remember on Tuesday, we worked on this and we worked on that. And Adam, remember, you have to be here, depending on the situation. Try to revert back to what you did practice to refreshen their memory.
But they need to have done it in order to understand
so
how to do it right.
And hopefully,
during the practices, you're correcting.
Yes, because if you're
sure
going back
right.
to discuss the practice just before the game, then you need to...
have done it.
Yes. Player on the other team that you have to cover... You have to decide how we're gonna cover this guy today.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be in 3 areas of the ice, or are we gonna put somebody specifically on him, which I don't particularly like. I prefer to have different coverages in different areas of the ice. This guy will cover in the neutralized. This guy, you know, have a certain defenseman on the ice to cover.
Yeah, you don't want your forward deep in your own
exactly,
end just because
you
he's
don't
following
want
a guy
an overflow
in front of the net.
And get caught. So,
right.
If you have an exceptional player, I prefer to cover him. with different people in different areas of the ice.
Well, look, it's been great talking to you today. I thank you for your time. I hope that the coaches out there get something out of this. I know I did. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.